I spent some time in Washington twice, and was in Vermont in January, and Boston and New York this past May.
Mm, is this with your job?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The trip to Vermont was a vacation, to ski.
Oh. Are you much of a skier?
Not yet. That was the first time I'd ever been on skis and the first time I'd ever seen that much snow, you know, all at one time. So I was really...
I've never seen that much snow all at one time. I don't believe all those pictures that I see.
Uh-uh.
Do you think you're going to go back?
Oh, for sure.
You like it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Made some real nice friends up there, too.
Okay, well, what groups are you associated with or have been in the past? Clubs and that sort of thing?
Okay. High school, I was in the Key Club, and I was on the football team for a year.
Mm.
And we also had a little performing group called Sing Out Valley, which is part of the Up With People movement that was very popular during the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I was in the Student Industrial Relations Society, which was an affiliate of the American Society for Training and Development.
What was the name of it again? Student?
Industrial Relations Society.
Okay.
And now I'm with, I sung with the Atlanta Lyric Opera Company this past year, and I'm now singing with the Phoenix Opera Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a member and hold an office with the Atlanta Personnel Management Association.
Let's see, I'm getting a little bit behind here. Phoenix Opera Company.
Uh-huh.
And?
The Atlanta Personnel Management Association.
All right. Are you active in a church? As if I didn't know.
Well, somewhat. When I'm good. I sing in the choir for St.
Uh-huh.
Luke's.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, can you tell me something about your parents? First of all, your mother. Where was she born?
If I'm not mistaken, she was born in Florida.
Mm-hmm. You know where?
Lakeland or something like that. Seems to familiar.
When did she move to Alabama?
When she was really very, very young. I don't remember any stories of Florida that much.
Was it to Lynette that she moved?
No, she moved to, her family moved to Roanoke, Alabama, which is in Randolph County.
Mm-hmm.
Which is right adjacent to Chambers County on the north side.
Okay. And what sort of education did she have?
High school.
Okay. And does she work or has she worked?
She's worked since I was about 5 years old for Playtex International, and she's still working
mm-hmm.
with the same company.
Mm-hmm. And where was your father born?
My father was born in Stroud.
How did they end up in Lynette or Hughley? Or
well, it's that whole area is really, and especially when my father was growing up, was very agricultural.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no place to earn any money for a living
mm-hmm.
if you didn't, you know, the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to leave home, he had to have a job to go to.
Yeah.
So this, around Lynette, West Point Manufacturing Company was
mm-hmm.
growing really big, the textile company.
Oh.
And they had mills in Lynette, Chalmette, Fairfax, Riverview, and Langdale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole community is just a long string of towns,
mm-hmm.
and each town has its own mill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what attracted my father from Stroud to Lynette to buy some land and build a house.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he got married.
Mm-hmm. And how much education did he have?
He finished the 11th grade.
Was that in Lynette?
No, that was in White Plains.
White Plains. You hadn't mentioned that one, had you? How did you get to White Plains?
Okay. White Plains is between Stroud and Lafayette, which is the county seat.
Ah. Mm-hmm.